The standard of living of any country means the average person's share of the goods and services which the country produces. A country's standard of living, therefore, depends first and foremost on its capacity to produce wealth. Wealth in this sense is not money, for we do not live on money but on things that money can buy, goods such as food and clothing, and services such as transport and entertainment. A country's capacity to produce wealth depends upon many factors, most of which have an effect on one another. Wealth depends to a great extent upon a country's natural resources, such as coal, gold, and other minerals, water supply and so on. Next to natural resources comes the ability to turn them to use. Sound and stable political conditions enable a country to develop its natural resources peacefully and steadily. Another important factor is the technical efficiency of a country's people. Countries that have numerous skilled craftsmen and technicians are better able to produce wealth than countries whose workers are largely unskilled. Wealth also produces wealth. As a country becomes wealthier, its people can put their savings into factories and machines, which will help workers to turn out more goods in their working day. A country's standard of living does not only depend upon the wealth that is produced and consumed within its own borders, but also upon what is indirectly produced through international trade. To calculate the average standard of living of any country, one divides its national income by the number of people in it. Strictly, the term national income means the total of goods and services produced for consumption in that country in a year, but such a total cannot be divided unless it is expressed in money.